All right, everyone, we're glad that you're with us still. And I'm telling you, this is all about insight. On Power Friday, this Friday, it is about insight. We were talking about cybersecurity. We were talking about, elections and what happened in 2016. As we know, we have elections coming up right around the corner. Any reason for us to be concerned, Dr. Albert?
Well, we certainly know Russia and President Putin are going to try to sow discord still and to influence and divide Americans even more, especially because of how divided the country has become since President Trump has taken office. You know, we were polarized before Trump's election. We're certainly much more polarized now on so many issues. We still have not solved the racial divide in this country. Putin understands that. He's going to take advantage of that and try to sow discord for the midterm elections. The gun issues right now, especially in schools, expect President Putin to try to sow discord in that arena as well. So we absolutely know that Russia is going to engage in electioneering, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that companies understand that. So Google, Facebook, Twitter are all engaged in corporate safety, corporate cybersecurity, where they're trying to block what we call, you know, bots, fake accounts that spread these types of fake news messages that try to sow discord among mm-hmm. our population. They are taking down these type of accounts as soon as they notice them on their own. You know, the government didn't mandate this. They just know that this is ethical and just. They want to be sponsors of our Democratic Republic in this country, these corporations. So they're doing this on their own mm-hmm. to try to guard against intrusions by Russia and other countries like North Korea and Iran that might learn from Russia and try to do the same type of thing. But we're also really looking into election safety. The federal government has promised state and local governments that they have any amount of money they need to guard their polling stations to protect electronically and cyberly. That's not the correct word, but you know.
Sounds good though.
Too much Dunkin' Donuts. I'm all hyped up. Electronically and cyberly. Let's just say it. We can quote me and I'll copyright the term. And the federal government has, you know, promised these funds, whatever they need, if the state governments want to take advantage of this. So we are hyper vigilant right now. We know that they have what we call logic bombs inside of some of our systems. We're looking out for those. We're trying to prepare and guard and defend against them. So make no doubt it, we are under constant daily cyber attacks, not just from an election standpoint, but from a, you know, just a national security standpoint. I could tell you some things, quick stats, if the
sure.
audience wants to know.
Definitely.
They can just, the Pentagon has about 10 million cyber scans per day. 10 million per day, the Pentagon and the Department of Defense. So this can be by, you know, 13-year-old kids that are playing around hacking and they understand, so they're trying to do something with the DOD, or it can be from Putin or, you know, North Korea or China. And we're also finding, this is worldwide, 80,000 zero-day vulnerabilities per day. What a zero-day vulnerability is, something, a bug, a virus, a malfunction planted in your system that we've never seen before. So we have no idea that these types of viruses exist. We find 80,000 of those a
wow.
day. So every time, like, somebody sends out a patch for your computer and says, please mm-hmm. update, that means they found one of these vulnerabilities and they're trying to update that and fix that. Mm-hmm. So this is the type of environment we live in today, where just everything is under constant attack. And we need to be vigilant as citizens, not just being concerned about are our elections safe from electronic surveillance, for instance, but also social media campaigning. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have to be fancy with cyber campaigning or cyber electioneering. This literally just involves people sending out instigating messages on Twitter, for instance, that are trying to fire people up mm-hmm. to either sway you to vote one way or another, or sway you to stay home
yeah.
or sway you to be angry at somebody. I mean, that is a form of cyber attacking where it's just, mm-hmm. you know, social media campaigning.
And that said, are there ways that any ordinary citizen can be hypervigilant and know how to protect themselves, how to detect, hey, wait a minute, this isn't for, this isn't something that I really need to take seriously?
There are ways you can do this on Twitter and Facebook. First of all, before we get to that, the technical aspect, citizens should always educate themselves on these issues. So anytime they read something on Facebook or Twitter, you know, they should exit out of those, go to CNN, go to Fox News, go to NPR, whatever, you know, source they want to trust. In fact, all these sources to verify each of the stories through each of these media outlets, and just read as much as they can about these issues and get as many verified, trusted sources as they can before they, you know, think something serious is going on. But the other way is to try to see if it's a bot, a fake account somehow spreading fake news. And there are ways you can do this. Is it a real name associated with it? Is the person verified on Twitter or Facebook? Is there a picture of a person with it? Or is it just a, you know, something weird just set up? Are there official websites that are attached to the accounts where you can go and, like, see their personal profiles and things like that? But the best way of hypervigilance is just not to trust what you see on social media unless it's from verified sources.
Gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, it really is good when we have it within our own power to do something to protect ourselves from fake news and not leave it all in the hands of someone else. Dr. Albert and I will be right back.